Okay, so the Shushan Parim, the question is, like, what's the significance of Shushan Parim? So, perhaps we can explain as follows. If you look in the Megillah, so Esther invites Achashosh and Haman to Suda, according to Chazal, Kurz, Tesva of Nisan, and then the next day she asks on Tesai Nisan that they should come back Machar. Now, what's the significance of Machar? So in the Torah, we find that the Tazayin Nisan is referred to as Mimachas HaShabbos. The day you bring the Korban Omer is on Mimachas HaShabbos. Now, Chazal teach that specifically the Korban Omer that brought about Haman's downfall. Why is it that the Korban Omer brought about Haman's downfall? So the significance of the Korban Omer is that it's the concept of Machar. It's the concept of that we're headed to somewhere. The Korban Omer is brought at the very beginning of the time period of Sirius Omer, and that eventually leads us up to the period of Korban Shtei Lechem and Kabbalah Satorah. So essentially what brings about Amalek's downfall is the Korban Omer and the concept of a future, the concept of a process. And you find this throughout our defeats over Amalek, throughout Tanakh. So if we look, for example, all the way back in Sefer, in Parshas B'Shalach, in Sefer Shmos, from the very first battle against Amalek, when did we attack Amalek? Moshe tells Yeshua to attack Amalek Machar. And when, likewise, when it comes to the time of the Purim story, Esther asks Achashverosh if they could attack the enemies of the Jewish people, specifically Machar and Shushan. And the idea is that when it comes to the Jewish people, we believe in the concept of Machar, believe in the concept of a future, that the present is only connected to the future. But when it comes to Amalek, they just live in the present. They believe that everything is mikra, everything is random, that the present is not leading up to any future. So specifically what allows the Jewish people to overcome Amalek, according to Chazal, specifically the Korban Omer, because the Korban Omer is the idea of Machar, it's the idea that the present is just leading its head towards the future. And for that reason, the reason why we celebrate Shushan Purim is because it's the concept of Machar, it's the concept of that we believe that there's a future for everything, and since Amalek denies the future, it specifically will cause their downfall. So I think perhaps the reason why it's specifically the Yontif of Purim, the Holiday of Purim, which has this message of Machar, is because the Holiday of Purim is the last holiday for the Jewish people in Tanakh. It's the holiday which is supposed to prepare the Jewish people for Galus. So the message that we're supposed to take away from Purim, and the reason why it continues to Shushan Purim, is because it's a message of Machar. It's the concept that the present is only connected to the future, and that we're headed somewhere even greater. So even though it might seem that in Galus things don't seem to be so good, but no, on Purim, on Shushan Purim, we're supposed to remind ourselves of the concept of Machar. No, that we believe that the current Galus is just leading us to a brighter future. And I think this is a message that we need to take away from us, specifically this year, of everything happening in Eretz Yisrael. Things don't seem to be so great. There's a war going on. Unfortunately, there's still hostages that are being held captive by Hamas. But the message that we have to internalize as Purim is the concept of Machar, the belief that we believe that ultimately everything which is occurring to the Jewish people, the tragedies which are occurring, are just leading to a brighter future, and that the current present is just leading us ultimately to the future.